Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our text this week comes from Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. I'm sure a lot of you have heard this scripture before. Since it was made more famous by the band The Birds, most of us can recite this scripture from memory without even knowing that it's all from the Bible. To everything turn, 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 right? They even say it, and a time for every purpose under heaven. If it's not ringing a bell yet, just Google search Turn, Turn, Turn by The Birds. You'll hear it. They actually sang the first 8 verses from Ecclesiastes 3, though not exactly as written. Now, since these lyrics do come from Scripture, I'm going to read them to you from the Bible, not from The Birds. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. It's no wonder the birds used it in their song. It's just lovely poetry. Now, this was originally written in Hebrew, but early Greek translations of this text have 2 different words used for time and for season, even though we kind of can interchange them. They use chronos and kairos. Now, chronos is where we get our words for chronological and chronology, and it means actual, literal time. It's quantitative. Days, minutes, months, weeks. 525,600 minutes to measure a year, for example, and you're welcome for that song now being in your head. Kairos, in contrast to chronos, is qualitative. It's about time, but it measures moments instead of minutes. This kind of time is used for those moments when everything is just as it should be, even if it's not perfect. Somehow it feels right or holy. Kairos is sometimes referred to as God's timing. I once heard someone say that kairos is those times that, no matter how fleeting, they make you realize there isn't one thing you'd change in that moment. I don't know if I totally agree with that one. I think, to me, kairos is that moment where God breaks in and feels really close, no matter what is going on. So when we go back to the first verse of this chapter in Ecclesiastes, both words are used. So it reads more literally, for everything there is a chronos, a date or a time, and a kairos, a holy moment for every matter under heaven. I know I'm geeking out a bit on this, but this is so cool. Because there are physical, actual dates and times where things in our life happen, good and bad. We count them by days and hours, and we remember the dates of good things and bad things, like birthdays and anniversaries, good and bad anniversaries. But there are kairos moments in all of the chronos that's around us. Our world is a chronos world. We run on time. But when we go to verses 2 through 8, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to tear and a time to sow, all of those time words only use the word kairos. there is going to be good stuff and bad stuff in our lives. It's going to happen. We know it. That's the way life is. That's what the author of this text is saying. Stuff happens. Good and bad things happen, but God is in all of it. There are moments of holiness, of pure heaven and holiness in all of our moments, because God is in all of those moments. Now, don't mishear me here. God is not orchestrating good things and bad things like a master puppeteer somewhere, but God is in every moment. God is present in the good and the bad. So when you're laughing and everything feels sparkly and golden for just that one moment, that's Kairos. And when you're full on grieving, I mean, heave crying, lying on the floor grieving, that is Kairos too. See, Kairos doesn't mean happy. It doesn't mean perfect. It doesn't even mean that you love what is happening in that moment. It simply means a recognition that no matter what is happening and no matter how you feel, God is present in it with you. And somehow, even the worst moments can be holy. It means that God can break into the chronos of our world at any time. So then I can have a Kairos moment dancing around the living room with my daughter, and I can have another one at the doctor's office as they tell me news I was not hoping to hear. Somehow, for me, I feel like this changes everything. It changes how I see and feel and experience both good and bad moments. It opens my eyes and heart to see the places where God is found in them. And then they turn from just minutes ticking by to moments of profound holiness where the passing of time, chronos, is not even really felt. So my challenge for you this week, uplifters, is to look around. Open your eyes for those Kairos moments breaking into the monotony of our chronos lives. It is happening right now. No matter if the moment is good or bad in your life. For there is a time for everything, and God is in it all. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.